another great day to be back on the vault.
It was. You were a little late cracking open that beer.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. So we're back on the vault, as always. You know, sorry, hit my mic. Got another good little episode for everyone here. We're going to go back to the insights, you know, part two. There'll probably be a part three, part four, part five, six, maybe.
Maybe.
Just every so often, just getting those topics just so you guys can see a little more about us. And, you know, these were good questions last time. These are a little bit deeper this time than last time, I feel like.
You'll actually get to hear us talk about it, not just Austin.
Last time it was we thought it was two guys, two mics, but it was two guys, one working mic.
And one guy speaking into the mic.
Yeah, you were, I mean, we couldn't hear you because it was so far away.
Right.
So before we get into that, like we said, new year, new us. We got two jokes, two facts. Ethan's turns for the jokes, and I have no idea where these are going, so we're all going to hear them together for the first time, so.
And it's going to be great.
Hit us with it.
Oh, you don't go with the fact first?
I'll do fact first. Okay. So two of them. On this day, in 1924, January 9th, 1924, Ford Motor Company stock is valued at nearly $1 billion.
Dang.
Yeah, but you got to think. They're probably the only car, I'm not going to say the only, but they're one of the biggest car maker in 1924.
Yeah.
Which I prepared. So currently, their stock is at about $37 billion right now. They're about $37 billion. So from 1924, so in about less than 100 years, 96 years.
Yeah, it's grew 370%.
Yeah, it's going up.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad. And you got to think they got a lot more competition now too. You know, yeah. I mean, money. Inflation, all that. But so, hey, they got a lot more competition. Also, Chevy. On this day, January 9th, 2007, this is something that affects me and you both because I know we both have them. Steve Jobs unveiled the first iPhone. Hey, look at that.
Really?
Yeah. On this day, January 9th, 2007, Steve Jobs unveiled the first iPhone.
2007.
So, that's 13 years ago. Just think of when the first... I can still remember the first iPhone.
14 years ago.
So 97 years ago for Ford Motor Company, not 96.
I don't know. I didn't catch
it. It was 1924.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's 2021.
Yep. It is 2021.
Hey, we're 9 days in and I'm still, hey.
It's still 2020.
It's still 2020. Anyway, 14 years ago. But hey, just think of how far it's come. All right. Enough of that. On to you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I'm prepared. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Here comes the jokes.
Oh, gosh.
What do... Sorry.
Is that the joke? You being illiterate?
I butchered it. Why don't eggs tell each other jokes?
I don't know why.
They crack each other up.
Jesus Christ. We love dad jokes here on the vault. We love the dad jokes.
Oh, this second one's got me.
Oh, goodness. He's really struggling to read this for everyone. I know you can't see him, but he is struggling because he's laughing already. It's not a good sign when he's already laughing when he can't say the joke.
What did the elephant ask the naked man?
I have a direction this is going, but I don't know what.
How do you breathe out of that thing?
Oh, God. It's a problem. It's a problem.
All right, okay.
Could you imagine if we had to breathe out of ours? Let's just say some of us would be screwed.
Some of us.
Yeah. You know, some people are blessed, some people aren't. Just going to leave it at that. All right, moving on.
All right. Woohoo! We got some questions for you today. For you, for me, for each other, you know.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
To think about, too. Hey, you know what? Maybe they're driving their car. They hear us answer, and they're like, shoo, what would mine be? Hey, say it. Say it to yourself. Say it to your family member that's in your car. Your friends in your car. Say it to them. Your lovers in your car. Give them a little kiss. Tell them that. All right.
You ready?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
Who is your idol? and why?
Okay, so this one, I'm guessing you want me to go first since you asked me the question. All right. Yeah. I don't have just one. I'm going to say two. I'm going to say my parents. It's going to sound cheesy.
I'm with you on that.
But, excuse me. I got a burp, sorry. My parents. That's common, I feel. My parents. It's a working up. It's my parents because just, I'm not going to say some celebrity because I don't know them. Like, you just see what they want you to see. I'm not saying they're not good people, but we only see what we want them to see. And what they want us to see, you know what I'm saying? We don't see their every single day, what they're like at home. I know what my parents are like all the time. So it's for sure my parents. Just the way they go about everything. And also the way, like, they were parents to me and my sister, you know? Like, they never, like, if they were struggling or whatever was going on, they never put it on us. You know what I'm saying? They kept it in-house and just made sure me and my sister had our best lives growing up and the best we could do. So, like, that's what I want. Like, that's what I want to be when I grow up, just keeping it in-house and just striving to be like them because they do so much, not just for me and my sister, but for all of our family and all that. So I couldn't really ask for a better idol. Just walk, like, them. They taught me out of everything I know. So, I mean, hopefully I kind of resemble them. I don't know. Probably not. But, hey, I'm trying. Who would your idol be?
I'm right there with you. Pretty much everything you said, except about my parents.
I gotcha. Hey, both have good parents.
Yeah, we were both. We were both fortunate.
Very fortunate. Some people
me
don't.
And you both are.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. Some people don't have that luxury, and if they don't, I feel bad, man, because that's something special to me. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. I thought that was gonna get like real sappy, and it did. And like our parents probably gonna listen to this and be like, "Oh my god!" It's gonna be like, "What do they want? They're sucking up." But no, we're not. We're not. I promise. What gives your life meaning?
So, what gives my life meaning? I know that's what you asked me. I'll repeat the question.
Hey, I'm letting you do you, man.
You know, I'm a husband now.
Oh.
So that's something. I've been a husband since, you know, the end of September.
Yeah, lizard.
Old lizard. But, you know, she gives my life meaning, my dogs, and, you know, being there for my family, whatever they need me. And, of course, you, you know. Not getting all sappy or anything.
Aww. No, I appreciate it.
But yeah. I think it's my luck meaning.
I'm down the same road. I'm not going to say it. Lizard and to your extent.
Right,
but I'm going to say, whoa, hey. We're going to take shots here. We ain't taking shots at each other. I mean, if you want, we can. But I would definitely say my family. My family, my dog. My friends, my close friends, you, Lizard, got a few others, but definitely them, like friends, family, for sure, just everything, because it's so much fun to be around everybody. And it kind of leads us into the next question, I didn't even read it. What brings you joy?
So, of course, you know, my family brings me joy.
Yeah.
You know, that's obviously my number one, that's pretty obvious. But, like, after that, what brings me joy? I guess Liz is... I'm throwing Liz in there with my family, because...
Oh, she is your family. You're right. Married to her. That
you could say that.
She's your... oh, boy.
So, like, I'm an avid deer hunter and fisherman.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I like going out and, you know, hunting and fish.
Yeah.
Just being out in the woods is what brings me joy. It's just... comforting.
Gotcha.
Regardless if I see anything or catch anything. It's just being out
beyond nature. I feel you.
God's country.
God's country. For me, I mean, you same thing. I mean, family, friends, that brings me joy, obviously. But going to more like your route of where you went outdoors, that too. But I'm a big sports guy. I watch it all the time, follow everything. That's something that, like, it's like an outlet for me, you know, like, same way with outdoors, just like, you want to get away, hey, watch sports, do something, you know what I'm saying, just something where you don't have to be I'm slowly watching Ethan unwrap this kiss as he's trying to be quiet, and every time it made a noise, he made a face. And just open it now. They know what you're doing. All right. Well, like I said, we thought we were getting better, but then Ethan goes and does some dumb shit like that. All right. What's the next one?
How do you want to make others feel?
Okay. How do I want to make others feel? Kind of joyful, you know? Like, if I have friends that are down or whatever, like, I don't like seeing anyone down. Like, I get it. We all have our times where we're down. Everyone's going to go through that at a point in their life where they're down and just not where they want to be. They have rough spots. Everyone does that. But I never want to see that at anybody. So, like, I want others to be like, kind of like how I try to live my life, just... you never know when you're gonna get taken from this earth, so why not live it like how you want it? There's no reason to be down. I know things don't look good, but hey, the grass is always greener. The grass is always greener.
I mean, I'm gonna go with your analogy there. You know, it always dies in the winter, but it always comes back.
It always does.
So
yeah, just because someone else has more money than you, someone else has a better house, fancier car. Doesn't mean anything.
No. It's all objects.
It's all objects. Can't take that with you when you go. You know what you can take with you? The times and memories you have with other people.
I guess you priceless.
Can't, yeah. That's what matters the most. And that's another thing. I hate it. Well, I'm going to detour for a second because this just came to my mind. I hate it when people are so quick to judge other people. You don't know what other people are going through. I think we've talked about this before. You don't know what other people are going through. I can't remember. We've talked about a lot of stuff. You don't know what other people are going through. Like when you're passing them by, or say you're at a restaurant and say your waiter isn't as chirpy or as you would like him to be. Well, maybe they had a bad day. Don't be so quick to judge people and treat them like shit. You know what I'm saying? And go to Facebook and Instagram and bash them. You don't know what they're going through. They could have just lost a loved one, but you have no idea. And maybe they came into work to get away from that, but you're going to go and bash them. All right, moving on. How do you want to make others feel?
I was like, oh, we're moving on.
Sorry, I forgot. You asked me that one.
How do I want to make others feel? That's the question.
Yeah.
Happy. Genuinely happy.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, the phase of happiness.
Yeah.
Genuinely happy.
Yeah.
You know, with whatever they have.
Well, you feel it on your inside. Like, when you're genuinely happy, you feel it on the inside.
Right.
There it was. That's been working.
You get all giddy.
Yeah. You kind of just smile for no reason. You'd be walking down the hallway and you'd be like smiling, like, what the hell am I smiling for? And you're like, oh yeah, I'm happy. I'm just happy.
We're going to go straight from that to a different question. How was life calling you?
Oh, I'm going straight back to what I just said. It's making others happy. Like, that's what I feel like. I don't know. That's what I feel like I'm here to do. I'm not here to put anyone down, to be better than anyone, because I'm not better than anyone.
Right.
We all bleed the same blood.
Right. You're not better than me in Call of Duty.
Stats don't lie, but hey, whatever.
You have better stats than I do.
Stats don't lie. We'll keep it at that. I'm not a... Just because I'm better than you at Call of Duty doesn't mean I'm a better person than you, though.
Or player. You just get in better circumstances.
It definitely means I'm a better player, but it doesn't mean I'm a better person. Outside of Call of Duty, we're the same.
Yeah.
Inside Call of Duty, two different worlds.
Yeah.
We both get screwed.
Every time. No matter what.
No, but I just feel like... I'm here. I don't know how long I'm here. None of us do. We will never know until others know for us, really.
Right.
But I feel like I'm just here to... I make a lot of people laugh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
laugh. I laugh at you.
I think I'm funny.
With you.
I think I'm funny. I think I'm a funny guy. I may be one of the funniest people I know.
That's arguable.
I mean,
I laugh at you, or, you know, with you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I make a lot of people laugh. It's hard to make a lot of people laugh. But you know what? I want to bring joy. I'm not going down this road. I want to bring joy.
I know one person that I make laugh really, really hard. And that is Alex.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you made him laugh this morning.
And it was early. And he's laughing real hard.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Me either.
Yeah, was talking about you. I think we was laughing at you.
Yes.
At you and with you.
You're going to ask me. I was going to tell you.
Okay.
My life calling, right there with you, you know, making people happy. Back in high, I'm just going to go back to high school. You know, there was a lot of people that I was around that I had helped out, like through their hard times. Ooh, it's getting deep. Crying. Not really.
There's definitely a tear.
There's a tear, yeah. But I don't know if those people would be here today if I wasn't there for them then.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Oh, hey, man. That's all you can ask for. And not just necessarily making people happy. I like your road, but like helping people no matter what. No matter the circumstance. Not just making them happy, but hey, you're in a tough spot, I got you. Hey, you need some help, you need some advice. It may not be the best advice. You probably get better advice somewhere else, but I'm gonna give you advice. I'm gonna tell you what I think. And I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm gonna get you straight to the point. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it to make you feel better. It may hurt your feelings, but hey, I'm giving you good advice. Where are we at? What is missing from your life?
See, that's something I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that's missing from my life.
No, I don't know.
Like, I'm content.
Yeah. Everything that you own or anything, that's just an object.
Right.
If I lost my phone, I don't want to lose this podcast because, like, it's fun. But I'm saying if we didn't do this, like, I'd still have you. Like, I'd still have you as your friend. I'd still have my family and all that. So, like, what's the point? Like, this is all just materialistic things. Like, I don't necessarily need them. I'm glad I have them. But do we need it? No, I don't have anything missing from my life.
What's missing from the world?
That's
a long road you could go down.
Yeah, we'll keep it short and simple.
Peace.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of peace because... And this is connected to peace. People getting offended at every damn thing in the world. I could say, I don't even know. I could say a word. I could say bush, and people's like, that's offensive. That's offensive to trees. What? I'm sorry. I'm talking about the tree. That's offensive to cores. Well, cores is shit. I'm sorry.
It is. It's gross.
Yeah. Sorry. What do you want? Like, I'm not being offensive, I'm just saying facts. Quote unquote facts. Some people don't think it. Facts for me. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do with your time? I'll answer this one first. I wouldn't change a damn thing because, I mean, like I said, money's materialistic things. Like, yeah, it's nice to have, but you don't really need it. I mean, you do need it, but... Money doesn't make me happy. That's not what brings joy to my life. So, like, I'd keep on doing what I'm doing.
Right. Are you good on that?
Yeah, I'm done on that.
What? Go on.
We had an interruption from a visitor.
I'd like to, if money wasn't an object, I'd like to travel more.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Or just go fishing or hunting every day.
That'd be nice. You know, just do whatever we want with your time.
Four or five hours a day.
Yeah, see.
Just like your regular job.
I would obviously travel more. I should have said that, but I didn't. That'd be cool.
I wouldn't change anything.
I wouldn't change it. I'd still be a bum. No. Okay. Sorry. I went down a different road than you, but we had the same ideas.
Yeah.
What verb best describes you?
What's a verb? An action word.
Yeah, like funny. Me. Funny.
Huh? Caring.
Boo! Garbage! You can't be bringing that shit on here.
Caring.
Give me a different verb.
fast.
I'm sorry. That was kind of funny.
That was mean.
Hey, you took a shot at me earlier.
That's fair.
I still see your feet underneath the door. Yeah, funny. I'd say I'm pretty funny. Or lively. I think lively is an action word.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upbeat 98% of the time.
I can get we're talking about Call of Duty. Angry.
Oh.
Depends on the type of day.
Just smashed my head off the mic because I was getting so angry again. What problem do you want to solve?
In the world?
Sure.
I guess. Okay.
I mean, so, it's a problem.
Let's anywhere. Go in our country. You know, I want to... If I had the resources to do it, I'd definitely solve the whole homeless veteran.
You know, veterans are treated like shit in this country.
They are. It's awful.
Like, healthcare, everything.
Right. And
the VAs.
Garbage. And they're out here.
Garbage.
You know, they're homeless, and I'm not against people, you know, coming into our country or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, you know, they're getting better benefits and stuff than we veterans. Have. You know, they get free college, and yeah, they. Yeah.
Why? Healthcare. Here's my thing. I'm not going to get too political. Not going to get down that way. Everyone has their own views, so if you don't like it, I'm sorry. We can still be friends. He's I promise.
Sorry. And I'm not sorry.
I'm saying I'm sorry if you get offended at me for saying how I feel. We can still be friends. We don't have to be not friends for me speaking how I feel. These veterans go out there, give their life to protect us and give us our freedom, and they come back home if other people get treated better than them. That's bullshit. Not a fan of it. And if you think, well, that's the way they deserve, you can come tell me that in person. We're gonna have problems. Because I have a lot of family members that are veterans, and I hate it that they get treated like that.
It's awful.
Worst thing. I'll guess that's my turn to answer that. But I'm going to go the same thing with you. I've been the veterans. They're treated like shit. But also, problem do you want to solve? People getting so offended at every damn thing. I'm going to stay on that. Because it irritates me so much. Like, you literally can't say anything. Moving on, I've already spoken.
So the main topic today, don't get offended.
It really, like, me and Ethan, like, I get it. We've known each other since we damn came out the womb, basically.
Yeah, 48 hours.
I can say whatever I want to him, and he can say whatever he wants to me, and we don't get offended. Some of it may be true, some of it may not be. But hey, we know that we don't, like, it's just, we're not getting offended at each other because, hey, there's nothing to get offended about. We still come on here and podcast.
So I saw a video on the whole, you know, being offended.
Yeah.
You know, what's it do? You're offended.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
So what?
You're going to go to bed that night and wake up tomorrow morning.
You know, it doesn't change anything.
No. So why get offended?
Right.
What's the point in it? Just so you can go out there and be like, oh, I'm offended. My butt hurts. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up.
What movie character would you want to be?
Any character that is in a movie with Margot Robbie. I'm just kidding. But I'm not. First thing that comes to my mind, Maverick off of Top Gun.
Okay.
Dude's stud. And I don't know. That's like, I guess I'm going to have to go that route because, hey, and Kelly McGinnis was in that movie. I mean, hey, Tom Cruise pulled her, so I'm Maverick and Top Gun. I get Kelly McGinnis.
Yeah.
I get to fly pilots and shoot down bad guys. Shoot down those MiGs, those Russian MiGs. Yeah, come at me, bro. And then you're like the best pilot in the U.S. So technically you're almost like the best pilot in the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come at me, bro. Give it to me. What movie character would you want to be? I love how we got all deep and like world and all this, and it's like right in the middle. What movie character do you want to be?
I want to be Paul Walker in the Fast and Furious series.
Solid. Jordana Brewster. Oh.
That's just.
She's pretty. Yeah. I respect that. I'm a big fan of Paul Walker. I thought you was going to say Adam Sandler or Wedding Crashers.
And it's not Wedding Crashers. I know that's what I said in the TV and movie segment. It is Wedding Singer. And that's what I meant to say. And that's what Alex was laughing about this morning. And he couldn't even get it out of his mouth he said it.
Yeah, because I just let you have it. I was like, hey, these people, they're going to come at you. And guess what? One of them did, and I thank you for that.
Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer. That's what he was in.
What did your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Right now?
Not this.
So, definitely not this. So I was 15-year-old, so I was, sophomore year?
Yeah.
So at that time, we started planning for, college.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I decided that I wanted to be an engineer at that point.
Caring. Actually, I like engineers. There probably wouldn't be any of this shit without engineers, so.
No.
Continue.
But I went to college to be an engineer.
Yep.
I switched my major.
To what?
And ended up being a...
tell the people.
Getting a degree in business administration.
Nice.
So. And then don't even use it.
Yeah. Because you lay floors.
I'm a flooring installer.
Nice.
What about you?
Like I said, definitely not this. But I also thought I'd be back in school because at 15, I was gonna major in history, which my first year of college I was majoring in history, and I was gonna be like a high school history teacher because I'm a big history guy.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then I was like, nah, that's not what I want to do. Changed it to sports psychology for like a good 2 months. But I was still doing, I was finishing up gen ed my first year, so it didn't really matter.
Right.
Changed it to sports psychology in, October. And by the spring semester, I was doing sport management. So, hey, that's where I'm at.
Is that what you got your degree in?
I majored in sport management with a minor in business administration. And, kind of can't get a job in sports right now. But, hey, maybe 2020 is going to look a little different for the boy.
Hope so.
So I figured I'd be in a school somewhere teaching a bunch of kiddos about history and being illiterate while I taught them. So it's probably a good thing I'm not teaching history because I'd stumble across words. I'd probably get mad.
If you had to teach something, what would it be?
Not history.
Not history.
I think I touched on this. I've been studying a lot. The whole mental mindset of just not motivation, it's different, I get it, but just who you are and knowing who you are, of who you are inside, who you are as a person. That's something I could teach, and I want to do that with, I'm pretty sure I said this on a different episode, teach that to athletes to help their performance, because you can't go out there and perform to your best level if you don't know who you are and what strives you to be who you are. What would you teach?
So I told you this earlier when we were going over these questions. I said, flooring.
Yeah.
You can't teach everybody to read, tape, measure. I've seen that. You just can't. I don't understand it, but you just can't.
Hey, you ask Global Lizard, it's a squiggly.
It is a squiggly. 13 and 3 squigglies. She can read it, though.
Hey.
She might not call it right, but it's 3 squigglies.
Hey. And then you're like, what the hell is a squiggly?
I'm like, I don't see no squigglies on here.
They're straight. They're straight lines.
I teach them how to hunt or fish. That's something I enjoy doing.
A little gun safety,
Gun safety, yeah.
Because that's important.
Very important. Very. Especially important in this day's age.
Oh, yeah.
This day and age.
See, we're still illiterate. Is that it? Is that all you would teach something?
Yeah.
Okay. What makes you smile besides me? I know I'm pretty funny. I make you laugh. I just glance over at you and you're smiling at me. And
it's cute. I don't know. When I get home and Liz is still happy before I piss her off.
So as soon as you walk in the door?
I'm happy. I smile. And then I say something stupid. And then she's angry and then it...
Is that why she said the verb to describe you would be douchey?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, well, now we know.
But it's all good.
It is all good.
What about you? What makes you smile?
Just life itself. I can't be upset about life. It's fun. I enjoy everything I do. I don't do something if I don't enjoy it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go do something when it's like, don't want to do this. Garbage. No. What makes you feel great? I'll answer. Life itself. I'm so giddy about life. Like, that's... I don't even think we have this question. Okay, no, we don't. I was just making sure we didn't have this question. So, I think we talked about it. But, just... I think the best comment I ever got was someone said... I can't remember who said it. Someone told me that I just have this joy for life that you don't see within everybody. Like, I just love it. Like, I'm old. Like I said, 98% of the time, I'm just happy. Just for no reason. Like, I get down sometimes where I'm like, ah, shit. This isn't what I wanted to go this way. Things aren't going my way. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just life. It's so fun. The people, like, it's even better when you surround yourself with good people that you just enjoy being around. Yeah. Surround yourself with some good alcoholic beverages by choice. Maybe some soda. Maybe some water. Some wings.
Definitely wings.
Get the boys around. Play a little cards. Play a little COD.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. Took your money.
Yeah, you did. So did Max. Max took all my money. All
right. What makes you feel great?
Same thing. You know, life itself. I'm going to go with that.
Life?
Yes. I like what life. Motivates you when you feel most productive?
Seeing the end product, honestly. Like, knowing what's going to come out of what I'm doing right now is what motivates me. So, like, just... knowing, like, for example, for your floor laying, you know what it's going to look like when it comes out at the end. So, like, that's the analogy I'm going to use. Just being able to know what you're doing is either going to help other people or you're going to be able to see the difference right away.
So, being in in the trade that I'm in, I'm borderline a custom designer.
Ooh.
Borderline. Like, I'm not going to go tell you what curtains to put on the wall, but I can tell you that, you know, the paint's not going to match, you know, what you're trying to put in your shower.
Oh, this guy.
I can tell you the stone on the floor is not going to match the tile you put on your walls.
Oh, my goodness. He can do it all.
I can tell you that grout's not going to look good.
Uh-huh. Tell me that grout don't look good.
But no. It's just an eye, honestly.
Not two eyes, just one eye. Just you one. Close one.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably so good you close them both and be like, nope, it's not. This does not work here.
I could probably do that for flooring.
Oh, wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have just learned something immaculate on the vault. Ethan is a god.
I never said that.
He's borderline a god.
Not even close.
I know. I was just giving you credit.
I can lay some pretty good floor.
Hey. Toot your own horn, man. You got to sometimes. I can play some good Call of Duty, unlike you. Let me get killed earlier. We're not going to bring that up. Still a little salty.
It's pretty obvious. Salty. Like right. McDonald's fries.
Jesus Christ. top five bucket list. Kind of got a little sidetracked on some of these, but hey, we're fine. Top five bucket list. I don't have to go five. Just bucket list.
I'll just throw five out there. Okay. Though.
In any order?
I mean, some are like less. Some things I could just go and do like tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, the next day or within a week if I wanted to.
Yep.
But, like, I want to go visit Ireland with Liz.
Ooh.
Like, that's where we talked about going on our honeymoon before, you know, the whole COVID thing happened. And
gotcha.
You know, we were totally going to go there. We had everything lined up, and it just ended up not working out because of COVID. So, Ireland. Kill a trophy bull elk.
Ooh.
You know, that's not something that everybody gets to do or wants to do.
Yeah, I like
but it. But that's one of the things. I'm going to go snowboarding.
Okay.
You know, just go down a real nice slope.
I'm just picturing you as like the people you see on YouTube where they just all the way down the
You want to go with me?
I'll go.
Okay.
Because I'll be the one to we'll push you.
Trip. Okay. Fly in a helicopter.
Fly a helicopter?
Fly in a helicopter.
I've done that. That's pretty
Maybe
cool.
Maybe fly a helicopter.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be neat.
Do you have one that's kind of like mine?
I would like to skydive, but I don't trust parachutes.
If they're anything like the ones on Call of Duty, garbage.
That's why I'm scared of parachutes.
Hey, I think it'd be fun to skydive. I have some friends that done it, and they said it's fun. They said I should do it. I'm like, I'll look at it.
Right there with skydiving, parasailing.
Oh, parasailing's fun. Kind of sketch, though. I'm not going to lie.
Have you done it?
I've done parasailing.
How do you like sketchy. It?
It was fun. Boy, you get up there and you realize, hey, if this cord breaks, I'm in the middle of the freaking ocean. I mean, the boat obviously will swing back around.
Right.
But we was up there. I looked down. I'm not a marine biologist. I can't tell you every type of shark. But there was a little shark just swimming in a circle. I said, now would be the worst time. I mean, they have a backup chute, too, you know. You
pull. So, like, what if you're up there? Are you, like, strapped in?
Yeah, you're strapped in.
Okay.
You're strapped in with your big sail. And then if the line breaks or if the parachute fails, there's, like, a backup chute. Or I don't know how it works. It's been, like, 5 years since I did it. Six now. I don't know. But, like, or it, like, cuts it to where you can pull and it drops you. But I'm like, if I drop on this shark, I mean, it was maybe 3 foot, 4 foot long. But when you're up there, like, that's a great white. That's Jaws. If I drop, Jaws is going to eat me. I'm scared right now. But it's fun. You would enjoy it. I'm not parasailing.
I'd like to do
it.
Why not?
That's something you do. Because if, I mean, I would if no one else would. But
that's something you do with somebody, the person you tell your last words to.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying
to
say?
Yeah, I'm not trying to look over at you and you see you crying because our parachute's failing. And I'll be like, geez, I just watched Ethan die. He got eaten by a little snapping turtle in the middle of the ocean. No, if no one else did it with you. Oh, is that all your five? Because we're getting a little sidetracked.
I named like six or seven. All right. But.
Yeah. No particular order. I've got like a third, a fourth of this done. Visit all MLB stadiums. I have like eight done of the 30. So we're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
You know, that would be, like, if we had enough money. Sorry to cut you off, but if we had enough money, like, we saved up and we just took off for, like, a month and a half.
Can do it. Yeah.
We could do it.
I usually do one or two a year.
Okay.
Didn't get to hit any last year. And if you do one or two a year, you're done in 15 years.
It's not too bad.
No. Because, I mean, hey, it does get kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two, or I want to visit, like, I think it'd be cool. Ireland would be cool. I want to go to Italy, Rome, and all that. That'd be cool. I want to visit the Seven Wonders. I think that'd be cool.
That would be neat.
I want to go fly with the Blue Angels.
That would be sick.
Like, I'm not asking for a full run with all six of them. I'm asking for just one of them to put me in the back. You take me up. Let me hit 6-7 G's and just make me throw up.
Or pass out. You'd probably pass out.
I don't know if I'd pass out. I'm sure I'd throw up, though. Just spin me a few times. I want to do the Blue Angels because they're the best of the best. I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't care if someone put me in a little F-14, F-15, some just pilot, and just said, hey, boy, we're taking off, and did a couple rolls. I'd be fine with that. But you get me in a Blue Angel, that'd be top moment of my life. It'd be so cool. I think that's really all I have. I don't really have, like, a big bucket list, but, like, hey, that'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to get, like, a big friend group, not just the boys, but, like, a big friend group, and then take, like, a big trip somewhere. With everybody.
Like, where?
Wherever we decide. Out of state.
What I was trying to say was, we're not going to Nebraska.
No.
That place is forever long. It's the flattest corn-having place that I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, I'm saying like...
Or Kansas.
Okay, I hate
the same place.
I lived in Kansas. Garbage. I don't care if it's Nashville, Vegas. Like
Nashville would be fun.
Even Vegas would be cool.
No, Nashville.
Vegas would be fun.
Heck with Vegas.
Why? You like gambling so much.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'd rather go to Nashville.
What are you never afraid to do? I'll cut you off because we're rambling again.
I don't know. Tell.
What are you never afraid to do? Are you afraid of anything?
My nightmares, my dreams that I have. I'm scared of those. I'm afraid of those.
You want me to answer so you can think?
No, I know what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind as long as I know that I'm right.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Like, I'm not a... I have my opinion, but I'm not like a strong opinionated person that's going to go on Facebook and argue with somebody just because they don't like something that I like.
And knowing you, I'm the same way. We're not going to... Our friends have different opinions and viewpoints on us. That doesn't mean we're going to not talk to them because we get it. We're not petty. Like, everyone's not going to agree on something. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's not going to agree on something. But... Is that all you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm never afraid to really do anything. Like, I'm not scared of anything. Like, I know that sounds like, oh, he's being a macho fan. No, I'm not. I'm just, like, I'm going to go do what I want. And if it's my time, it's my time. I'm going to die. Right. I may die doing it, but hey, that just means it was my time to do it.
You might die in the back of that tube on the boat, but it ain't no big deal.
That's a story for another day. A story for another day.
May never tell that one.
Huh?
May never tell that one.
May that one. That may be in-house. What do you geek out about?
Ooh, getting dubs on COD for sure.
That's fun.
Or, you know, getting a 10-kill game. Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, but...
When you're bad, it's pretty good.
Or when you get screwed by Call of Duty, it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to say Call of Duty, just playing with the boys, but I'm also going to say, like, game-used baseball items. That's something I know a lot about. I have quite a few. I've been messing with my mic a lot this, so I apologize. It's been in my way. But just game-used baseball items, like, I love that. I can tell you a lot about it. It's fun to me. I geek out about it, and, like, I'll go on rants and show everybody everything I have because it's so fun. All right, last question.
So this last one, I'm going to make an adjustment to it.
Okay.
You have to use three titles. And it can't be your job title.
Okay.
So, like, I'll go first.
Okay.
You know, I'm a husband.
Oh.
So, well, I'll say my three, and then I'll reflect back on what we talked about when you came back from Kansas City.
Okay.
I am a husband, I am a son, and I am a brother.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's deep.
See, okay, yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
See, you're getting there. So, before, we're going to leave it at this for now, because we'll get into this where it's deeper. We'll talk about...
I don't know how much deeper I can go without
crying. I brought this up to Ethan. So, we'll touch on it now. We'll do a little brief on it now, and then in the later episode, a shorter episode, we'll do it. We'll do all about this because I can talk about this for a while. So for me, I am a fighter, a survivor, and a family man. So, what this basically means, so everyone has a different... I've learned this. This is my mental mindset thing. I was telling Ethan about it. So, everyone has different definitions of everything, but you really have to know who you are. So, when I say fighter, I don't mean I'm actually a fighter. But I fight for what I want. I fight for what I go through. Ethan's a husband, so obviously, like, you take those things, and you really can't just say it and not live it.
Right.
So, you can't just say, oh, well, yeah, we know you're a husband, but, like, what do you do? And we'll get into what we define these things is in a later episode, because this is a really long talk, and me and Ethan talked about this for good 2 hours.
Yeah. It was a long time.
It was a long time. But it gets deep and it really makes you think. So we'll start this off now because I want you guys to think about this. And then maybe the time that episode rolls out, whenever it is, you'll have it defined better. So what are the... do five now. do five things. What are the five things that define you? And then you really got to hone in and figure out your three. So maybe time the episode rolls out, you'll figure out your three. But five, like you could say husband, mother, whatever you are, find five things that defines who you are or what you think defines who you are as a person. And just live that. Because, and like I say family man because I'm obviously not, like I don't have a girlfriend, wife, whatever. But
right.
I don't want to say son and brothers, one of my, that take up two of mine because I've really honed in on what I have. So I say family. Other than that, well, the giveaway, that's another thing we need to talk about. So we are doing a giveaway.
Correct.
We will announce it, the winner, next episode. So this episode will come out, it'll be Monday. So within that week, we're going to put a post on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll tell you everything again. You have to share that post that we make about the giveaway. You share it, you're entered. That, because we can see everyone that shares it. You share it, you can be entered to win it. Well, and you'll see it again on there. We now have a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TheVault_pod. And it'll probably be, you want to say the winner gets to choose where they get the gift card from?
That's fine. What, $40? $50?
I don't know. Whatever we feel like. Maybe okay. 50. 50 would be fine.
Yeah.
$50 gift card.
So another way you can share it, you have to, you know, message me or Austin also, but take our post, tag it in a Snapchat story.
Yep.
That's another way. But you have to make sure that you message us.
Yeah, so we
that
can way see
we
it.
Know.
Or if you have us on Snapchat, add just us on the store, tag us in it so we can see it. But yeah, we'll put it on there and we'll, you'll see what you have to do and all that. We'll tell you how you have to enter and all that, but it'll just be sharing the post. We'll see everything, and we'll announce the winner on the next episode. Yes. And guess what? We may even go live for that.
Yeah, I think we might.
May try it out, going live, and see That'd how it works. Other than that, Margot Robbie, you're beautiful as always. 2021, I'm sure, is going to do great things for you, for me, maybe for us, who knows. But we Gucci flip-flops.
Gucci flip-flops.